What is going on, y'all? Testing, testing, 1, 2. What the fuck is good? Yes. All right. This is February. This is the month of love. This is the month of romance. So y'all know we're going to get into these group readings. These pick a, not card, but pick a group. 1, 2, or 3. Now, you can pick all groups. You can pick one group, it don't motherfucking matter. Am I going to pick a group? Yes, I will be picking a group. I'm not going to tell nobody though. But I will be picking a group, my group. And these are fun. Every message may not resonate with you or connect with you, but just take what resonates and move on. If you want to book a reading with me, you can book a reading on my website at www.ancestorswisdom.net. I do have my Ezra Freda reading, which is discounted off as well. And you can also get an Ezra Freda with a tarot reading as well. It's not like a whole long tarot reading, but you can ask a couple questions to the tarot as well. So I feel like that's a really good deal for $65. I really like, yeah. From a priest? That's, come on, that's a deal. So, you can head to my website to book. The link is in bio. I keep saying link in bio. This is not Instagram. I don't know where y'all listening to me from. Y'all could be listening to me from iHeartRadio. I think I'm on iHeartRadio too. But when I look at my tab, it doesn't come up. But when I search myself on iHeartRadio, I come up. So I'm on iHeartRadio too. So yeah, shout out to them or the platform. So anyway, this is going to be a Freda reading. And I'm going to just pull a couple cards from tarot. Not too many. But we're going to go ahead and get into what messages Ezra Lee Freda has for group 1, 2, and 3, which I got going on in y'all love life and all this good stuff. So let's not waste no time and go ahead and get into this, shall we? I need some water, though. What the fuck? Because I already know I'm going to be cotton mouth and dry. Y'all, hold on. I did this episode already before, but the episode, when I looked up, I was talking and running my mouth and the episode already hit the 30 minute mark and it cut off. I was like, I don't know where it cut me off. And I hate to repeat myself. I had to do group 3, and then in the process of doing group 3, an important phone call came through. And I had to go back and finish group 3. And I'm just like, I still don't even know what the fuck I left off from the 30 minute mark when that shit cut me off. So it was just like, I don't feel like doing everything. So I'm just going to do the reading over. Maybe the messages would still be the same. Maybe these would be different messages. But who will ever know but me, because I'm the only one who did the reading and the only one that knows and has like 30 minutes worth of footage that I will never put out. So, I mean, what the fuck? Anyway. Let's go ahead and get into this reading. Group 1. Let's see what the mistress has to say. So, for group 1, Freda, what messages do you have for group 1? What is going on in group 1's love life? Group one it's two things. Group one is having a lot of self-doubt when it comes to like y'all love life. Self-doubt, like, will I have love? Will I find love? Does somebody want? It's like a lot of negative self-thinking or self-talking here that's going on with group one when it comes to dating and manifesting relationships and love. You guys will meet somebody, because I'm actually seeing a relationship come forward for y'all. I'm actually seeing a relationship. But be careful, though, because it seems like this person just won't, like, sex. Because group one, this is also a message coming through for people who, like, if you're in a relationship, group one. If y'all in a relationship, group one. If you're single, this is a lot of self-doubt and self-infliction and worry and da-da-da-da. If you're in a relationship, group one, y'all are arguing. It's like y'all relationship is kind of like up and down. It's like up and down. Or like y'all been having some disagreements or arguments about stuff. Going back, this person or the people y'all are talking to kind of just want sex. Because group one, y'all are trying to get somebody who's on like a mental level, who like somebody who you can vibe with, somebody who you can have fun with. Y'all know something? There's somebody has an ex that's like jealous. Somebody, it's a third person here. There's a third factor here. I'm seeing this. Somebody's jealous. This is so crazy how I'm seeing this. I feel like I'm giving a one-on-one reading. Somebody has like an outside person, like an ex, baby daddy, baby mama. Somebody here, somebody is jealous. This is a third party here. Third, fourth party here. Somebody's jealous. But group one is trying to manifest somebody who is on a, like you trying to really vibe with somebody. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really trying to have fun with somebody. But the people y'all just been coming across just been wanting sex. Or if y'all in a relationship, then y'all been having like some weird, funny, like third person or like a, or somebody giving y'all like some evil eye or some shit. You know what I'm saying? It's like some, just some jealousies coming from somebody that's outside. If you're single and you like this, this goes back to what I said before about a lot of like self-infliction when it comes to like your love life and manifesting love and romance to yourself and having like a good vibe with somebody. Yeah, I want somebody who... Bitch! Where's my bomb? I can't make this shit up. I just put the fucking card. Okay, that's what I said. I feel like I'm actually doing a one-on-one reading. Like, this is so crazy. Have fun, group number one. Y'all gonna be having fun. This is a lot of good vibes. Sex, good fun here. Group one is really just trying to have fun. Girls, they wanna have fun on... Yes, Pink Friday, girls. Oh, girls, they wanna have... Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Yes, yes. Yeah, because group one, y'all are really trying to manifest something like long-term, serious. Go date, go have fun, because, and that's what I said. And then, if you're in a relationship, I feel like there's a third party here. Yeah, I really feel like that. Like, yeah, like you got somebody that you're with, but y'all could have had a relationship with each other like for a long term, or y'all could be like on and off, but there's like some cheating or there's like a third person here. Like, I'm not making, like, yeah. Yeah, so this is like for people who are single and are in a relationship. Keep manifesting. If you're single, keep manifesting love, because I actually see y'all having different lovers and different people. But just be careful of and use your discernment when picking across these different people that you're dating and talking to, because I do feel like there is like a third person here, or potentially y'all can get in a relationship and it could be some other stuff about this person that you don't know, like secrets, or you know how you meet somebody and they say I'm single, but kind of just like go with the flow, I feel like you could date somebody or talk to somebody and then this person could have like a baby mama or like an ex that they completely haven't cut off, that's still in the picture or something. You see what I'm saying? Because it feels like you meet somebody and it feels like, okay, this is good, but then they have like a third party here that you don't know about, or you end up finding out about, that causes problems. So, use y'all discernment. Group one, y'all giving us dating. Y'all want to manifest true love. Y'all want to manifest love, but right now y'all just been getting scraps and stuff, and it's just like, well, damn, what the fuck? But keep going. But be careful and use your discernment, because some of these niggas are wolves in sheep clothing. Yeah. Group one, it has very good energy. Very good. Oh, I'm not finished. I'm not done. I'm tripping. Let me see. Show me the future of group one's love life. Y'all don't notice. I really like to shuffle my cards. I really like to get in there. You got to get in the crevices. I'm finna get in your ass, bitch. Clench. Sort of like French. Bitch, get up on your good foot. Yeah, got to get in them cards. Group one, y'all, did I say something in the future of group one's love life? Let me do it again. Show me the future of group one's love life. Show me the future of group one's love life. Group, okay. Got you all them Grammys and your Flos de Lenore. What a fiasco, Lupe. Future made you pay. She want to party with the baby, but rubbing no toy, toupee. Okay. Group one, y'all are really, like I said, group one, y'all are trying to manifest true love. Y'all trying to manifest this love. But if you feel like it's not going nowhere. Y'all feel like y'all love life is not really budging or really going nowhere. You want a relationship, you want this, you want that, but it's not progressing the way that you expect it to. So now I see you guys kind of just like, it's like wanting somebody to come. And I don't think group one is actually dating. I feel like y'all want love or y'all trying to manifest love, but y'all not putting no action towards it or waiting for something to fall out the sky. Because these cards speak very much like, it's like mucky. It's like stuff is not progressing forward. It's like you guys are focusing on your life, focus on like improving y'all situations, but then trying to figure out where love is going to come from, not meeting the right people, trying to get stuff, financial stuff in order, saving money. I also see group one wanting to do like spiritual work. Ooh. Group one wanting to do like work to manifest a relationship as well. So I don't know if group one, if you guys are, well, this is a spiritual podcast, but if group one, we have like some spiritual workers out there or somebody who has gotten like work done or who've been like praying to your ancestors or writing affirmations or doing, you know, anything spiritual or trying to manifest a relationship, but you just feel like it's not going anywhere. Let me see. The thing is, group one, y'all actually have to be patient because it do end in the Ace of Cups and stuff, but be patient with things. Group one is also happening. That's why I say group one, if y'all in a relationship, I see problems here, like a third person here. Like, I'm not fucking playing. Like, I see this shit. It's, and you guys are, because the ones that are single are going to be focused on money because they don't have love. So I'm focused on money, trying to get my money in order. But I want a relationship, but I'm not really much dating. Group one, y'all should go ahead and start dating. Y'all should start dating. Get yourself out there because y'all are worried and like stuck from like past shit. It's like y'all are stuck and having problems from like past shit and moving on. And then you with somebody now, but y'all having problems because like a third person here and shit. It's like, it's like, yeah. That's what you group one needs to come get a reading. That's what I say. If group one, y'all are probably gonna end up walking away from this person. If you're in a relationship, walking away because this is not, and focusing on your abundance, focusing on y'all lives, because this is not, it's not giving what it's supposed to give. It's not giving what it's supposed to give. Yeah, it's not giving what it's supposed to give. But if you're in a relationship, let me see. Oh. Freda, what advice do you have for group one before we end this and go to group two? What advice do you have for group one, Freda? What advice do you have for them? pay attention to what's going through somebody's phone. Pay attention to stuff that you find on social media when y'all are dating. Run up, yeah. Somebody's hiding something in a phone. I don't know if you went through y'all over phone and y'all didn't found this third party member or found something through like them texting or something or found some screenshots or something. But and then when it comes to, like, dating, y'all are good on like the shit that y'all be finding like on the internet, because it's like people are emotionally unavailable. And y'all are enjoy the time that y'all are dating. When y'all date other people, enjoy the time, but use your discernment and pay attention to what people are telling you and what they're offering you, because you guys will come across like some wolves in sheep clothing, or like it's like coming across like dudes that are like low-key players. Like, yeah, just enjoy. Just have good vibes. Just have good vibes. Go out and have fun. I feel the stuff and I say the shit before the cards do. And as I keep pulling cards, the card confirms the shit that I'm saying. The exact words. Have fun. Enjoy the moment. Then I turn around and pull the fucking cards. I can't make this shit up. Like, I know how to read. I know how to connect with spirit. Like, I know it. I see the shit. Like, yeah. It's like, pay attention, because your dating life and stuff that you see, just use your discernment, because stuff may not be what it is. And you might rush into a relationship and stuff could end up hitting the fan. Thinking love has arrived. Thinking stuff has arrived. But this whole time, it's not. Motherfuckers are playing games. But you can manifest a good relationship, yeah. But I wish I could see these cards, because baby, I'm reading the book out of this shit right now. You guys can manifest love, but it's, you have to use your discernment and comb through certain things, is what this is. So, pay attention, because some of these niggas gonna have other people. They come across as players. And as y'all dating, get out there and enjoy the moment and have fun, but don't put all your eggs in one basket. Try to get to know somebody, because at the end, I feel like you might rush into a relationship and shit hits the fan. So that is the message for group number one. All right. Group number two. Mistress, what messages do you have for, what's going on in group two's love life? What messages do you have for group two? The things that you have lied about, even pertaining to your mother. Group two, y'all are focused on family. Group two, y'all have been wanting a good relationship as well, somebody who's generous. But it's similar to group number one, actually. It's similar to you guys having, hold on. Y'all are like tired of arguing. Like, it's like tired of arguing, wanting to just have fun and just to have a nice relationship. Tired of like problems. It's like y'all take a break. And y'all, I see y'all focusing on like family and stuff and trying to take care of your well-being, protecting your peace, protecting y'all energy. And y'all just really want peace. Y'all really want stuff to run smoothly, like have something. Y'all tired of just the arguing, the running thoughts, and it's like y'all trying to like just break and recuperate If y'all really trying to rest and get y'all shit together, hold on, group. Hold on, group. Two. Okay, group two. Something was distracting me, but you guys are really just trying to rest and focus on like family. Even though y'all do want a relationship, I see you guys having fun here, but be careful of having disagreements or being strung along with Ben or people that you're dating, because somebody in the relationship gets kind of bored here and like they're not as open to being in a relationship as you might be. Somebody here is like not, it's like close-hearted, like sorry to say it, but somebody ain't really trying to give. The energy is not being reciprocated here, group two. So you and this person, it's like you like them or they like you, but it's the energy is not being reciprocated here. And group two is tired of the back and forth. So y'all are kind of shifting y'all energy towards like family matters here. And money too. I'm not gonna lie. I feel money too. But family matters. And y'all still want love, but y'all are tired. Y'all, group two is tired. Group two is tired. Group two is tired. But y'all are still open to having fun. It's like, well, I'm still open to having fun. I gotta have some fun, but well, yeah. Okay. And then if y'all in a relationship, it's problems. It's problems. It's like you, it's not problems, but it's just like, ooh, just you being strung along, child. The energy's not being reciprocated. It's not being reciprocated. So let me see. Show me the future of group one's love life. Show me the future of group two. Show me the future of group two's love life. I notice when content creators, because I notice it when I watch other people's content, like they will say, okay, group two, but then they might end up accidentally saying like group one when they meant to say group two. I be noticing like, oh, you meant to say this, but you know, because like, yeah, like I just did, but I caught myself. So group two, Spirit, show me the future of group two's love life, brother. Show me the future of two's love life. Group two is focused on like family and kids and stuff. Like y'all focus is like totally on like family matters, kid matters, taking care. And I feel like people in group two wants to move or relocate somewhere too. It's like getting stuff in order. It's y'all know something. It's like starting a family with somebody or wanting to start a family and with a relationship with somebody that y'all are talking to here. I see y'all planning on trying to, it's a third person here. I feel like this is the same thing that came up with group number two, group number one. Some of y'all must have joined this stuff too, because it's like a third person here. Now take this with a grain of salt though, because this third person might not be ex or somebody. This actually could be like a friend or somebody who's like that you don't like, or like, oh, I don't like his best friend, like I don't like that bitch, or I don't like, you know what I'm saying, like, or his sister, I don't like that bitch be sneaky, or it could be some shit like that, you know what I'm saying. So they might not even be fucking, but it's some other woman here that's like y'all are just not fucking with, or y'all like y'all want to stay around, not be around. And it's gonna cause problems with y'all trying to figure out like what to do with the relationship, how y'all move forward and stuff. This also speaks about if you're single, you want to groups who wants to have like children, want to have a family life, like y'all want to have these type of things. I want to have this. I want to have a man, a family, a wife, husband, kids, like that kind of shit too. Like group two is really focused on like family matters, kids, love. Like y'all want to build. Like this, I ain't gonna lie, this is cute. This type of shit I'm on. I'm on some shit like this. But y'all are having problems with meeting different people and having like outside influences on y'all relationship. It's like outside. It's like y'all having problems with the people y'all either meeting, or it's like outside people that you just not fucking with. Like, I don't like these people. I don't like the area that you're in that you're dating. What's going on? I see group two wanting to travel. It's like, and then it's like outside influences here. It could be family, friends. It's like a whole lot of that, but y'all are still having hope for love, dating. Cause group two, y'all actually are dating here. Y'all got a lot of good cards here. It starts off rocky because I don't feel like y'all either don't like the area y'all in, of the area that y'all dating, the people that y'all are coming across, and like y'all got outside influences, shit going on. Y'all want to travel as well, but trying to figure out how y'all gonna travel and move and shit. Group two is very much in they shit, focused on like, okay, I want love. And y'all will be dating. Group two, y'all will be dating. If y'all been having problems in your love life, stuff will start to smooth out. Things will begin to smooth out for group number twos in your love life. Yes, because I do see y'all moving forward in love. Dating, love, moving forward. Yes, these are really good cards. Yes. Being open to dating other people. Doing y'all thing. Saving money, making money. Yeah. Group two, I see y'all relationships moving forward. I do see y'all relationships move forward. Stuff started off rocky with group two, with like outside influences and stuff, but I think group two will be able to get past the problems that they're having, and things will start to brighten up. Y'all's sun will start to rise for group number two. Yeah, so group two, y'all good. Group two, y'all doing y'all thing. Freda, what messages do you have for group two? What advice do you have for group two? What advice do you have for group two? Yeah, group two started rocky, but y'all stuff is going to get better for group two. Y'all, things in really good for y'all. Group two, be careful of trying to build a relationship with someone who is not open or who wants to love you as much as you want to love them. It's like love comes, or you feel like love has arrived, but oh, bitch, she reading, Mistress Freda Ibobo. Shit. It's like, but bitch, it was all a dream. It was all a fucking dream. She reading. It's like you thought love has came. You thought you had this connection, but bitch, psych, egg in your face. Bitch, where's the bomb? Can you hear the bomb? I wish I could hear this bomb. Where's my bitch? Ooh, she reading. Freda's reading. Oh my God. Trickster. Slap your knee, God damn it, bitch. This is the advice. Obsessed with the past. Obsessed with this feeling of I want to be loved and I want this. And you're trying to date. You're wanting to date. You want this deep connection and shit. You think love has arrived, but this motherfucker not looking for you. It's bitch, this motherfucker in a mask, bitch. Run! Ah! Run for cover, bitch! Bitch, I love snakes, bitch, but it was a snake. It was a snake in the grass. Oh my God. 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 Group number two, if you want to manifest better type of people, start to give yourself more self-love. Start to look at yourself a little bit better. Don't downplay yourself. I feel like group two is downplaying yourselves, or don't feel like y'all can. It's something with how y'all view love, or how y'all are self-talking about this the situation or about the your love life. When you date, enjoy the moment. I feel like group two, the advice from Preda is don't fall head over heels. Don't rush into it. Like, I feel like y'all fall in love with romance and think it's gonna be long term, or think it's like y'all fell in love with the dick. It's like y'all fell in love with the dick, and now it's like, oh, I thought it was love, but nah, bitch, he ain't looking for what you looking for. Slow your roll. Date, go have fun, enjoy the moment, and love yourself. Love yourself. Boy, this is coming from Mistress. Love yourself and enjoy the moment. Don't think because don't nobody want you or be with you or it don't work out, it's something wrong with you. Don't think because the last relationship that you was in or because the relationship in your love life is not going the way that you want it to go, things are not going to work out for you, because things will work out for you. Begin to look at the situation different. Look at yourself differently, because your love life and stuff will better for you guys. Like, I don't know how to, y'all cards always end, group two, y'all stuff ends very positive. So if you're having problems, stuff will get better for you. But you gotta be able to step out of it and start to shift your focus and not to, because this, like, you thought you had a man. Huh. Like, you thought, like, this is like, oh, we're so in love, we're so together, where love has arrived, bitch, please. She, like, spread it like, psych, you thought, motherfucker, plant in your face. But things will get better for group two. Things will get better. So, enjoy y'all moment. Go date, and yeah, group two. I kind of like group two. Y'all just have to, don't be so naive, and don't fall in love with the dick. And don't, it's like falling head over heels very fast. Okay, so that's group number two. Let's go ahead and get into group number three. Okay, Mistress Freda. It's Lee Freda. Mistress is Lee Freda. What's going on in group three's love life? Group three. Three, two, one, and ooh. Okay. Group number three, y'all are outside. Group three outside, like, where the niggas at? Where the bitches at? Where the hoochie daddies? Where the bad bitches at? Y'all like, where the dick? Where the pussy? Where the dick? Where the... Yeah, like, y'all are outside. Y'all are dating. Y'all are trying to manifest love. Y'all are looking for love. Y'all are dating. This is like very much like, yeah, do y'all thing. But be careful of people ghosting you. Be careful of people coming in and out of y'all relationships. I don't feel like y'all are falling head over heels for, like, group two was, but this is like very, y'all are like, I'm dating, where they at, I'm outside, okay, you on bullshit, okay, like, what's like, it's like y'all are really quick, like, group three is very quick with it, like, okay, we dating, it don't work out, okay, move to the next one, like, okay, you was playing games, okay, move on to the next one, okay, I like you, I'm stuck on you, but let's see. Like, it's like y'all are open to it, but at the same time, it's like, cause how I put this, It's like you want something more from a certain person. It's like y'all are dating, but from one, it's like you're outside dating, but you have one particular person that you're talking to or you're interested in, but they're not giving to you what you kind of what you're looking for. It's like just sex, but then you want more for the relationship and you want the relationship to progress, but it's like they're ghosting you or they're tied up or they're not able to give you exactly what you're looking for. It's just like we're sex, we're fuck buddies. You know how you fucking with somebody, but y'all are not together, y'all fucking around. But you still got hoes and you still got other people on the side that you talking to too. But I'm like, I really interested in you, but I still got my hoes and he still got his hoes. We not together, but we still fucking around, but I want to be with him, but we're not together. It's like that. It's like y'all are dating, doing y'all thing, and y'all have a couple options here, but it might be one person that you're interested in that's kind of like ghosting you or kind of like not giving enough to the relationship. Now, if you're single, I mean, now if you're in a relationship, this is you. Somebody's cheating here, okay? First of all, where's the bomb? Okay? Somebody's cheating here. If you're in a relationship and they don't want from you what you thought you want for them. So, Fred, like, if you're in a relationship, then move on. Move on. Keep dating other people because what you looking for from this relationship, you're kind of not getting. This person, they are playing games with you, but I kind of feel like they're unsure. It's like a feeling of being unsure what they kind of want or what they want to do, actually. So it's like, they just trying to figure out, do I want to talk to this person? Do I like that ice cream? Does the ice cream taste good? I don't know. It's like, man, let me figure it out. Like, you know what I'm saying? So if you're in a relationship, then keep dating because this person is kind of not ready for what you're ready for. And it's just sex, but you guys can, I see that you want love, you're trying to manifest love. So if you're in a relationship, this, and you kind of might be tied up with this person, but keep dating because that person might come back around. Ooh. Hold on, because this person might come back around. Oh shit, spirit is reading. This shit is so fucking crazy because this is, oh Lord. Whoo, y'all don't fucking get it. Y'all don't get this shit, how the shit is hidden. This person might come back around, but I just feel like this person is unsure and they trying to really just get themselves together or get things figured out in their own life. But this person could come back around. Yeah. I highly think this person will come back around. I'm not gonna lie. I'm leaning towards 75% yes, opposed to the 25% of no. So, because y'all have great potential. It's just, I think the timing and stuff right now could be a little bit off if you are in a relationship. So just keep dating, keep doing your thing. And I do think love will come to you guys. Yes, it will. But right now it's just like what you're looking for is, yeah. You see what I'm saying? And if you're single, date, do your thing. And y'all know what I tried to say if y'all was single, because if you're single, you will meet somebody that you have potential with. Just keep dating, because I feel like even if you're single, group one, it's like you got somebody that you're interested in, but they're not able to give you what you're looking for. So you're just going to keep dating in the meantime until this person comes back around and things get better. Because stuff does get better. Because group three is not bad. Y'all just dating. And it's like you want to date. But then at the same time, it's like I want love. But then it's like back and forth. Group three, y'all will find love. Group three will find love. If there's a light at the end of y'all tunnel, it's just keep dating. I can spin this shit so many different ways. I feel like I'm repeating myself at certain points because... You might even think you're single, group one, and people are playing games with you, or this particular person is playing with you. But like I said, they're unsure. But stuff leads to potential. Like you meet somebody who can give you potential. Yeah, this person just they don't have nothing to give right now. They have nothing to give right now. So, and when you date people, just be careful of dating different dudes who are have different secrets and stuff, like Russian. This like feels like group two. Some of y'all could be even from group two from back from here, because this is like dating somebody or getting into a relationship with somebody who have hidden secrets or things that you don't know about. But they are interested in you, group number three. They are interested in you. They do like you. They do like you. You whip out somebody that likes you. Yeah. It's just going through the hassle of dating different people and getting yourself out there is what this is, group three. So let me see for group three's love life. I like group three. I like group two and three. Like, don't forget to book your own one-on-one reading with me. Because when I'm reading, let me tell you something. When I'm reading these groups, I'm really trying to grasp all the different shit that's coming across my mind. It's the, like, spirit is showing me so many different scenarios and so many different stuff that how the cards and stuff. And I'm really trying to tell y'all every single detail that I'm seeing. But then I kind of repeat myself and go back and say some of the old stuff. But then I see it in the, like, it's just like, just bear with me. That's why group readings are, they're not hard. It's just so much information that comes through. So, but when it's one-on-one readings, I always hit it spot on. Even I'm hitting this spot on. I know I am. But how I know I am, because the way spirit is talking to me, I know I'm connected with spirit. But it's ways that it's like, I don't know how to put it. When I do one-on-one readings, I know I see it because it's one person. But I'm reading for a group of people. So it's just so many different messages that spirit is like throwing at me, if that makes sense. So let's ask, show me the future of group one's love life. Group three. You see that? I caught myself. Show me the future of group three's love life. Group three is focused on the money. Y'all are focused on the bag, trying to get y'all finances in order. And, excuse me, y'all could be, like I said, dating too, but not liking the options that you're getting or not liking what you're seeing. So it's like, yeah, okay, do I date, it's like this back and forth, like, do I do it, do I not, do I date, do I, it's like, what do you, do I wait for this person, do I, it's just like, it's like, I want to date, but I don't, it's like this stuck energy, it's like, do I not? And group three is talking about moving and relocating somewhere as well. This can also be potentially out of the state or out of the country for group number three. Group three is in school as well. Group three is focused on like money, and it's like you're open to dating. You are dating, but it's like, I don't think y'all liking some of y'all options or y'all liking what y'all getting. It's because I see group three focused on life. Y'all are focused on life. Changing a lot of stuff around. Getting stuff balanced out. Is what like group three is. So it's like, but then at the same time, y'all want love. But it's like, if it happens, it happens. Or I fuck with somebody like, you know how you focus on other shit? Like, how I put this? Like, I'm focused on working and doing this and doing that, but if it happens, it happens. I'm not against it, but this is like, or you got hoes, or you got options, or you got people that you can call, or you got somebody who want to fuck with you, but you're just not really interested like that. It's like, yeah, okay, I got others. Like, I fuck with you when I fuck with you, or I like, I'm really like, I'm dating, but it's not really like that. Like, it's just like, it's like, okay, whatever. Y'all know what I'm trying to say, bitch. Y'all know what I'm trying to say. Like, I'm not explaining it good, but bitch, you know what I mean. You know how black people just got that it's like that unsaid, like, you get me? Right. Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't say it all the way. We don't complete the sentences, but we understood each other, bitch. I understood you, bitch. I understand, bitch. Yeah, it's that kind of shit. So, like, y'all just really focus on other shit. It's like, what happens, cool, whatever. Let me ask one more time. How will the future of love life for group three go? Show me the love life for group number three. Show me the love life for group three. Group three is focused. Y'all, like, y'all, I feel like y'all got options, or y'all got people here that want to fuck with y'all, but I see y'all focused on building y'all life. Y'all are focused on building y'all shit together. Like, it's like, level up, bitch. Level up, bitch. Level up, bitch. And if it don't work for you, like, group three is quick with it. They quick with it. If it don't work out, on to the next one. They quick with it. Like, y'all are very quick. Y'all are very quick building y'all shit up. Focusing on y'all shit. Moving on from shit. Like, okay, yeah, y'all are quick cutting people off, moving on. It's like, don't work out, okay, bye. Building this up, but I'm open to it. But it's like, you tied up. You don't want to give it to me what I'm looking for. Then I'm just going to move on. I'm going to keep dating. Like, keep dating and stuff. Like, 1, 2, 3. Group three, moving. And family stuff also comes up in the back of group three's mind too. Like, like having a family. When I don't have a family, stuff like building a family. This came up in group two. So some people in group two must be here. Y'all want to know something? I did pick one of these groups. So that's how I know spirit is talking and reading, because I picked one of these groups and the shit is accurate. It's accurate as fuck. Some of this shit applies to me too. Hey, I picked group three, to be honest. So some of this shit applies to me too. I'm just not trying to move and travel and do all the stuff that y'all are doing. Group three is... y'all love life. Y'all are focused on y'all. Like, y'all shit. Y'all are just... y'all focused on y'all shit. Is what it is. And then if it happens, it happens. Y'all here for a good time. Y'all here for a good time. Y'all do want love, but y'all here for a good time. And y'all focus on the bag. And y'all focus on building y'all lives up and building yourself up is what I see group three doing. So, did I ask Freda what advice she had for y'all? Did I ask that? Let me ask again. I don't know if I did, but let me ask again. Freda, what advice do you have for group three? What advice do you have for group number three? Group three, y'all gonna be dating, doing y'all thing. But y'all, you're dating, but you're really focused on your life, your shit. It's like, I kind of want to date, but I'm not really trying to, but I'm open to it, but I'm trying to, like, tie it up. But this is like, it's just like an energy of kind of, like, staying to themselves. This goes back to what I said when I first started. Someone who is tied up. So, it's like, you're tied up, not trying to date, or the person that you like, or tied up and not giving back to you. Like I said, this, I can spin this shit so many different ways, but when you read for a group, a big group of people, just no telling who it's going to resonate or where it goes. But I know, like, someone is tied up, or somebody is not giving to the relationship, or, like, they want to date, but at the same time, they're scared to date, or they don't want to, like, go out there and date. Somebody's tied up. Somebody's tied up. But anyway, what advice? Didn't I say, I feel like somebody's waiting for somebody to come back? I said that shit. It's like, you like somebody, but whoever this is that you like, does cannot give you, or is tied up and can't give you what you're looking for. So it's like you waiting for somebody to come back. And in the meantime of you waiting for them to come back, you got other options, or you got other people that's around, but you don't really want to like them or really want to fuck with them, because you waiting for this one specific person to come back, or you waiting for this one situation to get better, or you waiting for something to change. But it's like, I don't really want to date nobody else because I'm waiting for my old nigga to come back. Or I don't really want to do this because the niggas that I'm talking to, I don't really like. It's like waiting for something to change or for something to come. Yeah, y'all want something long term. That's why I said group three is with the shit. It's like you don't line up with what I'm looking for and what I got. Bye. I'm not like, yeah, y'all want long. Bitch, I'm about to come out, spirit. Come on, Freda. Oh, at the bar, can y'all hit the bomb? It's like y'all waiting and y'all end up walking away because it's just like, it's not. go date group three. Go date to find somebody long term. I feel like if y'all put yourself out there and y'all, because it's like y'all, it's like you had a stop sign. Like, because I'm waiting. But like, just go date, go do your thing, because this person that you want could come back around, or you could end up meeting somebody new. I'm going to be honest with you. And just walk away from you need to walk away from this situation that's not serving you, and go do your own thing right now. In the meantime, in between time is what you need to do, because what you got, they not looking for. What you got, they not looking for right now, or they just want sex. So it's best to just kind of walk away from the situation that's not serving you, because you're just waiting. And just to go date other people, and if you don't want to date other people, then just move on and go shift your energy and focus on something else. Go focus on your life. Go focus on your money. Focus on something else in the meantime, in between time, because this person could come back, or you can end up finding somebody else once you end up dating or whatever you end up doing. Because it does come up of a relationship being here or you dating, but you got to put yourself back out there. I feel like this person is watching you too, or you're watching them. It's like temptation to reach back out and stuff. Yeah, group three. Go out there and go start dating again. Go date again. And don't tell everybody y'all business neither. Keep people out y'all love life too. That's a word to advice. Like, keep people out of what you got going on. So, group three, that's y'all advice, is to put yourselves back out there and do your thing, or focus on something else, because I do see a relationship here, but this person could come back. I don't know when they're gonna come back. I said when, something about 6 months to 8 months just came up in my head. I bullshit you not. As soon as I said I don't know when they come back, I heard 6 months. 6 to 8 months, something in 6 to 8 months, so y'all can end up meeting somebody in 6 to 8 months or something. But you have to put yourself out there and date. Go have some fun. Do y'all thing. And yeah, because y'all are definitely waiting for something here. It's like waiting for the water to boil. And if you wait for the water to boil, when you wait for water to boil, it takes forever to boil. But if you walk away, you go do something and you come back, the water is boiling. I feel like that's what group one is doing, like waiting for something to boil. And like, it's taking forever. But if you kind of walk away and go date other people or go do something else, by the time you come back, the water gonna be boiling. So yeah. Okay, group three. I hope y'all liked the group readings. If you guys want any readings, because this was a group reading, so some stuff might apply to you, some stuff might not apply to you, but take what resonates. And if you guys want to book a reading with me, you guys can head to my Instagram page and go to the link in my bio. Please don't DM me, because everybody DM me, how do I book a reading? And then people would DM me and ask me my prices and ask me shit. You don't see the link in bio right fucking there? That's why I go back to what I said in one new episodes. Like, people be asking me shit, and it's like, you want me to just do everything, think, tell you what to do, and like, it's right fucking there. Oh, I'm talking the microphone right goddamn here. Bitch, I gotta get used to having a goddamn microphone. I'm over here talking to the laptop, the goddamn microphone right fucking here. God damn, Trey. Okay. Bitch is slow ass. If you want a reading, go to my link in bio. It's there. And book a Ezely Freda reading or a Ezely Freda and a Tarot reading. There's a deal going on for the month of February, because it's the love month. Valentine's Day is on the 14th. And yeah, hopefully you guys like this reading and y'all like what was said. Like I said, take what resonates, and I'll catch y'all on the flip side. Shit. Until the next episode come out, child. Because I got some shit in this motherfucking vault. I got some shit in the vault, baby. It's just, we working towards it. This is just the first step of everything that's going to come out this year and next year and everything else. So I'll catch you guys later. The lovers and friends ritual is tonight. So hopefully by the time you hear this, you can join the ritual and you see the post on my Instagram page. So the ritual is tonight. So I'll see y'all there. Bye.